Jason Altmaier is the Senior Vice President of Florida Blue. He says Florida has one of the most competitive health insurance markets and says it's this competition that helps drive prices.
So I think the competition that exists in the bidding process results in the best price and the best product for the consumer.
Despite the competition, rate increases have been a growing public concern. They're also worrisome to John Howard. He's an associate with Rogers Gunter Vaughn Insurance in Tallahassee.
I delivered yesterday five different increases, or five different group plan renewals yesterday, and all three were double-digit increases following the previous year's double-digit increase. It's a real struggle for the employer today to be able to figure out how to pay the additional cost plus salary increases and so forth without passing on too much to the employee.
This leads some to wonder if health insurers are overcharging customers. But CEO of Florida Health Choices, Rose Knapp, says there isn't a reason for insurance companies to overcharge, at least under the Affordable Care Act.
If they don't spend a very high percentage, I think it's 85% of some products, directly on healthcare services, that only leaves 15% for administration and networks and websites and marketing and all the operations, paying the claims.
And she says insurance regulators must approve any increases. But in Florida, that rate hike approval has been left to the federal government. The idea of the ACA is if all people are insured, costs will drop. But Blue Cross's Altmaier says there will always be people without health insurance.
They still get sick, they still get injured, and they show up at the emergency room and they get treated, and somebody pays for it. They're not going to pay for it, but somebody pays. And that somebody is the people who have health insurance today. It's the employers. And when you hear about the cost increases, part of that increase is driven by the unintended consequence of the uncompensated care for people who don't have insurance today.
Experts made their comments on WFSU's public affairs program, Perspectives. For WFSU News, I'm Talia Piloto.